Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? We back again this week for another East Coast Grudge Talk. Last night I had some shit going on. I just couldn't make it happen last night. And then tonight, you know, some other people be having shows, and I just didn't want to step on their toes and, you know, mess up what they had going on that regular day. So I kind of scheduled it late. I know some people probably miss it. What it is, what it is. First thing I'll do is shout out Grudge Inc. Give us a show and stuff to talk on. Shout out UTA Performance. Anything y'all need, man. Parts, slicks, drag radials, nitrous. I mean, whatever you need for your race car. If you're doing a classic car rebuild, anything, man. Get them guys a call over there. That's UTH Performance. Phone numbers. Hold on a minute. Give me just 1 second. Phone numbers are 336-229-5852. That's UTH Performance, guys. Anything y'all need, high performance, street car, drag car, whatever you need, they got it. All right. Well, I didn't get to make this weekend. I don't really know what's going on, what went on. I know some guys had some shows. I'm looking for them to hit the one button and tell the people that didn't make it what went on, what they had going on. But I'm going to be honest with you. You know, it is what it is. I mean, a lot of people have been texting me and asking me what went on and all that good stuff. And I ain't got no answer for them. So, you know, the 336-919, whoever raced, what went on down there. If y'all on here, somebody on here that can do it, say what went on, hit the one button. I know they had a race at Red Springs. I know they had a race Northeast. Shit, hell, I don't know wherever. Probably everywhere a track was open, they probably had a race. But anyway, you know, what went on down there, I don't know. So, you know, I can't tell you what went on. I wasn't there. What's going on this weekend is out there in Arkansas, the big race out there at the Hog Pen. And boys from out there with that little blue truck, D&D. They got a big race out there this weekend. So everybody want to know what's going on this weekend. Now, for around here, I don't really know what's going on. If somebody's got something going on around here or knows something, you can hit the one button, get on here and tell it. But I don't really know what's going on, but I know that's the big race that's going on. That's out there in Arkansas. I know old Herb the Ruler's going out there. He got him a race locked in with some boys out of Texas. And might have two or three more locked in. But that's what's going on. You know, the big shit going on anyway. I don't mean to, you know, classify people or make them feel like they ain't nobody or whatever you want to say, you know, because people, that's what people say, you know, so much. You can't tell somebody as well. Yeah, the big shit where the big players will be, where all the big-time grudge races that y'all watch on YouTube, they'll be in Arkansas. Now, you know, anything else going on, you know, I ain't saying it, you know, it is what it is, but that's what I know. You know, I try to keep up with them, and that's what I can tell you. And here's little Darryl, so I guess he's going to get on and tell us what happened. Yeah, come on. Talk to me. What you got? You got some news?
Why I
got
to get on this? I ain't got no
news
for
you. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. It's like this every week. You know, people get on there and call out people on the internet, and then when the radio show gets on here, they just call in, and they sit back, and they listen. Well, I'm going to give them something to listen to here in a little bit. But, what's good, man?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Okay, I'm trying to make it another day, man. That's all.
Well, what's the deal, dog? What's the deal with Lil Durham?
Man, trying to get my damn. You remember when I had that little incident in the trailer or whatnot? I'm trying to get that squared away right now.
Oh yeah, I see you got the front end. You getting a little clear coat put on it, ain't you, cuz?
Trying to do something, man. Trying to do something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I seen you on the video. What's the deal, man? Where Tino ain't on here? Where? I mean, shit. I don't know. Man, I wasn't down there, you know. I'd like to know what the hell went on. I mean, I don't know, man. Did you race anybody? What's good, man?
I got in the little extreme 28 shootout or whatever. I knew my daggone car. When I made one hit, and I knew I couldn't put no power in my car. So I just daggone did it just for the fun of it. Got my asshole blowed out by a little turbo car. Bad. Well, I ain't gonna say little turbo car. Badass turbo car.
oh, night train.
I mean, yeah, old night train.
Oh yeah, he's a bad boy there. So.
Yeah.
So what you could what your knifers wasn't right, so you couldn't put no power in your car. What you mean by that?
Nah, man, I just couldn't put my power down on that track.
I couldn't put
my power down on that track.
I
was on running one kid on that track right there, with a whole bunch of power taken out. So I mean, I ain't got no excuses. Got in the race, got my asshole blowed out. I mean, it is what it is.
Right. Yeah. Well, old Popeye called me last week, and I tried to get some stuff set up, you know, get it rolled over. I told him we'd be on the show last night, but I just couldn't get on there. And, I don't know if he's on here tonight or not, but have y'all talked about making another race?
Nah, we really ain't talked about it. I know he had said something he was going down to Red Springs this weekend or whatever, but I never heard nothing else about it. But, I mean, we ain't even really talked about doing another race.
Yeah.
Man,
he told me something else.
What'd he tell you?
You know what I'm saying? He told me that he wasn't gonna let you off that lock in, that he had your ass locked in and he's going to your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know, you know, he probably ain't on the show. It's probably past his bedtime now. You know. But yeah, that's what he said, and I was like, well, maybe we can get it moved over, but you know, Piedmont, man, I don't know, man. I'm gonna try to go up there maybe this week or something, talk to him, man. But man, shit, I don't know, man. No, I don't even know what to say, man. You know, shit. And like I said, man, some bullshit, but you know, it is what it is. I think they the ones got all the sense. But you know, everybody trying to have races and shit, you know. Everybody putting this together and this and that, you know. I don't know, man. It's just, boy, this racing world, boy, it's hey, boy, it's something else, you know. It's be what you, hey, I guess it's, I don't know how to explain it, man. You know, I just ain't never seen such shit. But, you know, I don't know. It is what it is, you know. We'll see how long the shit lasts. That's all I can say. We'll see if it can get started and how long it lasts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess ain't nobody
going to
win today either.
No, we ain't going to be on that long shit because, like I said, I wasn't at the race. So I can't talk about the races. And I'm laid back right now, feeling good. I'm watching a little TV. And, you know, life's good right now, man. And, I mean, I don't know what to tell them. Ain't none of them trying to race nothing. I know that. You know, they beat their fucking chest there all on the internet. They ain't none of them up there trying to race nothing. And
man, put an address on that shit, Jeff.
I mean, shit, Pete my dragway, period. You got two or three people that want to race. You got Machiavelli. Ain't nobody up there going to run Machiavelli. Okay, you're running, but you ain't race ready right now. Okay, you'll race, and old Whitey will race, and Rico and them will race. Okay, who else going to race? What y'all going to do, run each other all year? I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, oh, Randy will race. Shit, what, I mean, you know, I mean, then the thing is about it, them cars, you know, like Machiavelli, you know, they got, man, I mean, he ain't got but a couple cars up there. He can race, and then he's going to have to give somebody some justice. I mean, it's more small block 28 cars or 28, you know, it's just, man, I don't know, man. I just see through the bullshit, man, you know, and it's just, motherfuckers get mad at me. Oh, man, this and that, man, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking come out here and holler about you want to race, you want to do this, you want to do that, you going to do this and you going to do that, because you know and I know that you ain't going to do shit. Believe it.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't been doing shit for years, man. But now they all of a sudden going to do something. They ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. They ain't going to bust a grape in the food fight. You can believe it.
Yeah. I seen you put on the internet earlier. All right.
What you put on? What you mean? What I put on there when I said everybody's promoters now?
Yeah, what you meant by that?
Shit, everybody's promoters. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. Shit. Hell, it's 150 fucking promoters. It's 200 fucking promoters, and they talk about they. And then when you don't go to somebody race, oh, the first thing they holler, oh, you hating on me? Oh, you don't like me? Oh, you don't want, man, I ain't trying to hear that bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't nothing like that. It's just, man, when you got four or five people that's your friends that's having races, how the fuck can you go to somebody race? You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, but, you know, people going to do what they want to do. You know, I ain't telling nobody, hey, the each is on. You know, do what you want to do, but, you know, everybody can't do the same thing. I can tell you that right now. Everybody can't do the same thing on the same day and think they're going to be successful. It ain't going to happen. See, you can believe that.
Yeah.
And somebody going to take a fucking loss. Somebody going to take a loss. I don't know who's going to take the loss, but somebody going to take that goddamn loss. You can believe that. It's just bullshit, man. I mean, shit. And I'm going to be real. Some of these people that pop up with these races, I mean, where the fuck they been at? Who are they? Where they been? Where they racing at? Who they race? Man, come on, man. Old fly-by ass night motherfuckers, man.
Hey, man. I can't get in.
336-3819. That's me. Yeah, it's Chad. ETH for
Park. Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up,
what's
man?
The deal, what's dog?
Up, what's
happening with you, Chad?
Oh, man, just pulling in the driveway from work.
I heard that.
Just getting in here. We, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, come on, Will. What's up, man?
Yep. Hey, man, I got a little black street car. Anybody got a stock block 302, one kit? I'd like to have a little action. I ain't up on here beating my chest. I just,
well,
somebody want to run.
This is the thing. Hold on a minute. They might not have a fucking stock block 302, but if they got a stock block on one kit, you going to run them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's that shit right there that I be talking about. I'm not saying you specifically, Chad, but motherfuckers say, oh, I'm looking for action. I got a small block, dark block with goddamn 18-degree heads on it with a 421, and goddamn it, I'm looking for somebody that's just like me, that's built just like me. Well, you ain't going to get no fucking race like that. So,
no,
therefore,
ain't
you ain't going to find
no it ain't no two cars built alike.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
You
But yeah, man.
Believe it. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. I just, you know, hey, I just want a little action. That's all.
That's right. And I feel like if somebody up there that sits like that, they can give you some action. But where they at?
If
they want to race, that's far and few in between.
That's why, just to be real
with y'all, if motherfuckers really want to know the truth, that's why Piedmont don't really cater to grudge racing and small tire shit. Because when they do cater to grudge racing, half the people lock in these fake ass races. They go to Piedmont, they argue all fucking night, and then they don't fucking race, and they don't fucking pay no punk out. I mean, why would you want to cater to some bullshit like that, some fake ass shit? Motherfuckers know they weren't gonna race before they ever even went to the track.
I agree.
Believe it. Now let's see. Here. Hold on, man. Let me see who this is. Let's see who this is. 336-6678.
Yeah, what's good, man? It's not so.
What's the deal, dog?
Hey, look, man. I don't start no trouble. You know what I'm saying? I don't do none of that. But when I hear people talking about these races, which y'all know I'm having that race with Herb on July 22nd. At the end of the day, yes, I had Kiketa last year. He did some fuck boy shit. Then by booking two dates on top of my date at Mooresville. So this year, Piedmont came to me and asked me, was I still going to do it? Because I went to them last year first before I went to Mooresville. You know what I'm saying? And
oh, no,
I'm a businessman.
This ain't about
no, but just hold on. Let me finish, though, because if you man enough to say what it is you're saying, then put a name on it. Don't people, gonna like myself, is going to think that you're talking about them. You understand what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is I'm just clearing the air. But at the end of the day is I'm a businessman, and this is not the only business. If I lose $30,000 doing this, God has blessed me to be able to take it on the chin. You understand what I'm saying? Whether I win or whether I lose, they came to me with the opportunity, and I already had Daddy Dave since last year, you know what I'm saying, to do this. So I went and talked to bro and asked bro, well, did he want to do it with me? And that's how it came about. I don't owe nobody no explanation, but at the end of the day is when you don't drop names and you don't say what it is that you want to say and you keep sending all these subliminal messages, it makes people think, like myself, that you're talking about them. Because true indeed, this is my first race at Piedmont. You understand what I'm saying? But I went in collaboration with Herb. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day is, if everybody want to talk about how hard somebody is and how bad, and you don't give a fuck about this, if you don't give a fuck, drop names. So that way the people like myself won't think that you're talking about me. You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
And
it'll
be, you know,
all right,
and then all that other stuff will be cleared up. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm going to drop it right goddamn now.
It's just that simple.
I'm finna drop the bomb right goddamn now. Right goddamn now.
Drop it in.
Okay.
Drop it in.
You talking about your race. Well, I ain't talking about your race. Motherfuckers get mad.
No, listen. Did you listen to what I said?
Okay, hold on.
Did you listen to what I said? No, wait a minute. Did you listen to what I said? Did you listen to what I said?
I heard what you said.
I said what I said.
I seen your race. Oh, I
listen,
didn't even know. It
was hold on.
Race.
First of all, let me explain to you what we're not gonna do, though, Josh. What we're not gonna do is
listen. When I'm trying
listen,
to talk, you're
listen,
trying to talk.
Not once have I cussed you. So we're not gonna go that route right there. We're not gonna do none of that. Talk to respect me like a man, and I'm gonna respect you like a man. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm telling you is,
okay,
I'm just telling
okay,
you that
well,
if that's what you're gonna
you
do.
Got
is,
on here. Okay.
If that's what you're gonna do, I got you. I got names. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm finna drop names. Just sit back. Okay, since you got on here, and you talking about, dropping names and this and that, like I was talking about your race. Well, I'm not talking about your race. But since you come on here, I will talk about your race. Okay, I didn't know that was your race. That really looked like a Piedmont Dragway race, just to be honest with you. So, therefore, Piedmont, that's your race. You just told me that. So we're going to say that's your race now. I didn't know that. That's your race.
No, it's so, mine and hers race.
Yours and hers, it don't even matter. I'm just saying your race.
Yeah, I'll take claims on it.
So,
yeah.
Okay, y'all get that flyer up. Well, then, two or three fucking days later, they got a goddamn race down here at Red Springs or Fayetteville or 710, one of them fucking places. Like, I'm just saying, man, like, everybody say
What you mean? Wait a minute, hold on. Which one are you talking about? You talking about the 29th? Or you talking about
the same date as yours?
Oh, on the 22nd. I mean, I don't. But this is what you got to understand.
I mean, I know it's not the point about caring, man. It's just the point about respecting people, man.
Yeah, but,
and then,
but listen,
the thing,
it's not that. Everybody got different tracks. If everybody have testing tune on Wednesday night, then so be it. They in different areas. I'm not going to say
that ain't what I'm trying to get at, man. That ain't what I'm trying to get at. It ain't nothing about that. I'm not trying to tell some track to close their track because this track want to make money. Hell no. But when these people come out here and all us around here, I ain't talking about people in Georgia, South Carolina. I'm talking about right here. I don't post this show on no time racing. I post this shit in Carolina Grudge Wars. I don't post it nowhere else every week. I don't know who else does. If they do, that's cool. But I don't. I don't care nothing about, I mean, I don't. This is for us, man. This is for us in North Carolina. And all these North Carolina people, they talk about this and that. They want to do this. They want to do that. They want to get grudge racing here. All the big grudge races is from North Carolina, but they don't never race in North Carolina. Well, one reason, because people in North Carolina really don't race. Okay, now, back to the racing, what we were really talking about, that race comes up. Okay, how can a man, that's not nowhere apart, man. When you're in North Carolina, I can go all the way across the fucking state, man. That's no time. That's not a big deal. So, therefore, when you're in North Carolina and you're doing something, and then you do something, and then a motherfucker comes and does something on top of you, yeah, I know that a grown man can do what he wants to at the end of the day. It's just a point about respect, man.
I understand perfectly what you're saying, Josh. But it's no different in how many people was cutting yards before you started cutting yards. How many times
are
you going down the road and you pass people cutting yards, and then you went and bought lawn equipment and started cutting yards? You understand what I'm saying? You wasn't the first one. We're not going to never be the first one at anything. Me and my sweepstakes, I wasn't the first one doing it. I'm not going to be. I can't stop nobody else because they go across the street and put one up across the street from me.
It's
business.
Still not,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's business, you know, bro. It can't be business where, to a certain extent, where, okay, you friends with like me, like say for instance me and my team. Well, me and my team, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we're better than nobody or none of that. But me and my team been racing out here with these guys like that I call the big guys, like Tony Bynes, Tony Wright, all these motherfuckers for a long, long time. Like, we just didn't start like 2 or 3
and
years
I've been
ago
in the motorcycle world for
guys.
A long time.
That's right. And I'm not talking about you, bro. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
So therefore, you know, I've watched this game change, man. Like, this game has went from, like, to where, you know, you're going to have a show. Okay, you're going to call the motherfuckers around and have shows, and you're going to be like, hey, man, this and that. You know, bam, 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 win your show, bam, bam, bam. So you don't get on top of dates. Now, when a motherfucker see a show, just like what I'm saying, I'm really like, damn, I didn't even know that was your show. But really, I'm really like fighting for you because I see this show, and then I'm like, damn, this man down here throws a goddamn show. And I'm like, damn, man,
yeah,
how?
I mean, listen,
damn,
Josh,
man,
so,
like, why can't
listen,
everybody
listen,
just support
listen.
Everybody around here? Then everybody get paid.
Yeah, but Josh, what you got to understand is everybody is not us. Everybody don't think the way we think. You understand what I'm saying? As long as you're doing the right thing and okay, say for instance, did your show, and you see the next man about to have a show across town. As long as nobody put that man's show down or nothing like that, then God going to give you what it is that you're going to get. He was going to give you in the first place. But when somebody start hating on another show or somebody do something they haven't do somebody, they got to pay for that. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, if somebody
exactly
put a show on
saying.
Top. Okay, listen, but this is what I'm saying is that's why I don't consume myself with worrying about it. What do I think is wrong or is right? I mean, it's not for me to say whether it's right or not because whoever took that chance on doing a race on the same day know it's going to be the same way they did Tino's race. Tino been promoting that race for a whole year since it got rained out last year, correct? Since it got rained out last year.
That's exactly
them
right.
Them boys went and put that date on top of his. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day is everybody saw that, yes, Tino's race was a little light, but he didn't lose like that. You understand what I'm saying? He won because of the lesson. I ain't trying to put bro's business out there, but I think bro lost $450. You understand what I'm saying? He lost $450. With him losing $450, he got a learning experience and everything. Everything that he got and the people that went and supported him, all that he seen, was probably worth more than that $450. You understand what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, sometimes
when you think, when people think they losing, they really winning. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing them jokers. They craft. They crafts and they crafts. You know what I'm saying?
And we'll just leave it at that. A whole lot of my best learning things in life cost me. But you know what? I know now. I learned a whole lot from that. But it cost me.
Yeah, but you got to understand this, though, right? How many times did you hear Tino doing this promotion say something negative?
He promoted the hell out of that race. He couldn't promote it. I know.
What I'm asking you is, though, how many times during that race, his promotion, for the whole last 6 months, did you hear that man say anything negative about anybody else's race or any person, any
hell
other
no.
person? Not nobody.
No.
So, you know what I mean? So for him to do that and still have the turnout that he had was a win to me. You understand what I'm saying? So when other people talk junk about his race or try to do something this, that, and the third, and they don't make it no, and their situation don't come out no better, then what good did they do? Now they done created some enemies, and now they done seen that people see that they full of shit because they. You, it's one thing if you can put it this way: if you take my girl and don't talk shit about me, then you took my girl. I can't be mad at that because she wanted to go. But if you took my lady and they're gone, if you took my lady and talk junk about me, that's what I got a problem with.
I know what you're saying. That's what I got a problem with.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. I can't say nothing. You know, Tino did everything he could. Even when the cause was stacked against him, this ain't about him. I know.
It's just because I'm just saying it's shit. Hold on a minute, though. It's shit that I deal with every race I have, bro. Like every race I have in Piedmont, it's one that goddamn done Benson. And it's goddamn one on the other end. Like, every time I have one, like, I be having to deal with this shit. And I'm like, damn, man, like, man, I ain't trying to go against these guys. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man, I'm not trying to take from them.
But you know, like you said, every time.
It's 100 miles away. They're 100 miles away.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
I know that. But it's just like, hell, I might want to go to their show. You know, that's all I'm saying. Like, shit, what if I wanted to support them, man? I'm just saying, man, it's more to it. Like, it's all about the respect part, man. Like, damn, man, and this is the thing. Up north, when I say up north, the DMV, they don't have this problem, man. So I know it can be done. I know it can be done because they don't have this problem up there.
Yeah, but what other tracks the DMV got around it?
Man, they got motherfucking Virginia Motorsports Park. They got Maryland.
They got Virginia County.
I'm just saying, man, all the promoters up there, they don't have this bullshit. They don't have motherfuckers throwing races on top of each other. They don't have all – they eat, man, and they goddamn eat good every year. Believe it.
Yeah, so instead of –
That's all I'm saying, man. We need to get together, man, and stop this bullshit.
No,
like, if a motherfucker got a problem with somebody, just tell them, man.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day,
and straighten it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, get this shit straight so everybody can get money, man.
Man, I don't care nothing about nobody got a problem because what God got for me, can't nobody stop it anyway. You understand what I'm saying? And that's exactly what I live by. So it don't matter what nobody else got going on. It don't matter none of that. Hey, my grandma is 90 years old, and she told me, she said, son, everybody's not you. Don't worry about what you just treat them the way you want them to treat you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that's
bro.
It. You know what I'm saying? And let it be that. You know what I mean? So eventually, you know, when you smile at people and be nice to people, even when they try to hate on you, what's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Eventually it's going to work down.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be like, man, you know what, man? I don't even remember why I don't like this dude. I didn't care remember why I was talking junk about his race. Because I can't even remember why I had a race on the same day he had one. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I shouldn't have did this for you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just, like I said, I apologize. If you wasn't talking about me, would you say you wouldn't? So I apologize. But you don't drop names and make people feel like, you know what I'm saying? It makes people feel like if I come on here and say,
man, you know,
no, I'm just saying,
you know, this is the thing.
That, that's just saying, like, that's the same. Yeah, that's the same. If I come here and say, fuck every small block, and you got a small block, if I don't drop names, then I'm talking about you too. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I was saying. But
yeah,
yeah, cool.
Shit,
I apologize.
Shit, man, I just,
I don't be doing.
That's different though. That's different though, bro. That's different, man. Because
you know
what I'm saying? On some shit like that, man. Motherfuckers know who in the wrong, and the motherfuckers know who in the right. You know what I'm saying? I seen that one, and I'm like, shit, I didn't even know that was your shit till right now. I'm like, damn, that's the track race. You know what I'm saying? The way the fly looked, that looked like a Raceworks fly. I was like, shit, I think that's the damn track race. That damn looked like Raceworks fly. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to be nosy and find out.
No, it's still going to be a shootout. It's still going to be $2,000-$3,000 shootouts and a nitrous small block shootout, four car shootout. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm gonna be there. It ain't even gonna.
I just started there. We just put that out first, and then we're gonna drop the other flyer next week. But you know what I mean? But you know, you saw Tony Wright talking about he was coming and all that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a bunch of people talking about coming, but you know, it is what it
man,
is.
Man, they coming,
and
man.
The whole thing
they
about
coming.
It is,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand the fact that you know, it ain't all about you. End up seeing because. I'm not saying nobody end up seeing, but we'll just see where people are at because I know there's been a lot of times that brother supported everybody, whether he drive 15 hours away or whatever the case may be. And don't, you know what I'm saying? Just like he going to Arkansas this weekend. You know what I'm saying? So I know he done supported a lot of people. Now we're going to really see if Joker's going to support him or they're going to, you know, turn their nose up at him. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, this is the thing, bro. Man, that's what I used to see, man. Like, that's what really, like, used to turn me on, like, about this race and shit. Like, when you used to go, like, to Darlington, when you used to go to House of Hook, when you used to go to, Florida still like that. When you used to go to the places, man, Macon. Man, you already know that if they had oil pressure, bro, they was going to fucking be there. Everybody, every big name in the fucking game was going to be there. It wasn't no questions. Like, now, it's so many fucking people having shows, and then it's so much fucking bullshit. Like, it's got to – you know what I'm saying, man? Like, you can't – even though he might not be winning right now, Tony Bynes is a motherfucking legend in this shit, man. Like, you can't even –
yeah, he is.
It's hard to catch, like, him at the track. You know, it's just hard to, like, catch everybody at the track now, like, the way it used to be. Like, I don't know about them bikes, you know what I'm saying? But these cars, man, it's just like, man, just because of the bullshit, what I'm trying to talk about, like, when you have a race, then another motherfucker that don't like you or something see you having a race, then they go and call a fucking track 100 miles away from you and get the same. I mean, it's just, man, just dumb shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know you can't stop it, and I know what I'm saying. It ain't going to fucking matter. It ain't going to stop nothing. It's just like, man, you know, miss me with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, no, I understand. You know, it's up to you to feel how you feel, but, you know, I'm just a big person. I try not to let stuff consume me that I can't control. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's, you know, it's good. It's good. It's just, it is what it is.
I just like to see, you know, because like I said, man, some of the people that be having races, you know what I'm saying, on top of my races, I really can't, it ain't really nothing, I got to deal with the PDRA and shit. But like, the other people like this weekend, like,
in other words, you just said, oh, no, you big time.
No. That's the people
hey,
I got,
Lewis.
They had a race on top of me at Gallant, the PDRA race, you know what I'm saying, like.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all the fucking places they can have it, they got to have this motherfucker in North Carolina.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like this weekend, shit, I'm not being funny. Tino, my homeboy, them people at Red Springs, my people. I can't damn, man, shit, man. I'm stuck in between a goddamn rock and a hard spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, man, it's just.
But you know what I'm saying? Man, it's a little different, though. You know what I mean? I don't know what their circumstances was at Red Springs. So I don't really want to speak on it, but if I know they booked that race maybe 3 weeks out or 30 days out or whatever the case may be, you know, which is cool. But, you know, if you know a man that's 20 minutes away from you, You know what I'm saying? That's when, and you own the track, or you got something to do with the track. You could have just waited another week or something. You understand what I'm saying? It could have been handled a different. Yeah, you're right about that. But you know,
man. You know, they're my people, man. He my people, man. It's just, man. And that's not the only situation. Like, hell, it's a bunch of shit that goes on in the week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, class races is different, man. Like, it, to a certain extent. You know, that I gotta fight it because, you know, Piedmont, a lot of the crowd knows that PDRA, that big dog shit. So it's hard for me on that situation. But as far as anything else, the class racing, man, that's it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But the grudge shit, man, like the no time shit, like it's just, man, I just wish everybody could get on the same page. But I'm gonna get with you, man. When I see you, I'm gonna tell you, and we're gonna get with some more people, and we're gonna have a big race. And maybe this year, if not, it's going to be the first of 2018. Goddamn, it's going to be a promoter's race. Goddamn it, everybody going to be.
But what I do
believe in.
But what I do want to say is, over last weekend showed me, regardless of whether, and Lil Darrell was one of them. You know what I'm saying? Was probably one of them, but probably one of the biggest ones. But over the weekend, Piedmont did come together and go down there and support each other. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whatever difference they had or anybody ever had, when they go out of town, they support each other. When they come back home, they can fight again. It's cool, but the love that people were showing each other down in 17 was crazy.
Well, I heard through the grapevine that the goddamn 919, 910, whatever the fuck they are down there, them motherfuckers didn't show up with, and they didn't have themselves a bitch ass thing. Said the motherfuckers showed up. Motherfucking goddamn didn't have no kind of horsepower. Motherfuckers wouldn't lock in. Motherfuckers wouldn't run. Oh, I heard all that shit. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, a lot of this shit I've been asking, motherfuckers been texting me. And goddamn, I got to put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Didn't nobody say nothing much. I mean, unless they was over there, they might have just, you know, felt some pressure or something and went to the other track. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe, you know, they blood pressure someone. I don't know.
So it's safe to say that the 336 went to the 919 or whatever it is. We're just going to say 710 and run them motherfuckers away from their own yard.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they thought we were Jehovah's Witness or something. No disrespect against Jehovah's Witness if anybody's listening to Jehovah's Witness. But maybe they thought we were just, they didn't want to knock on it. They didn't want to answer the door. I don't know what it was. But, you know. We didn't come to talk.
Didn't nobody say nothing? Nothing really. It was just like, they was just like, damn, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers throw races, you know, it was just like really pretty much saying it. They didn't say, like, nobody in Pacific, you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, I've been wanting to say that shit, man. I was like, but, you know, motherfuckers, when I say something to, if I'm out there on Facebook or whatever and I say something, oh, motherfuckers try to say I'm, you know, they put the goddamn machine guns on me. They blow me down. And I'm just like, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just, man, it is what it is, man. But, you know, I can't stop nobody from doing what they're doing. They grown, man. They got their own money. They do what they want to with the money. I'm just saying, like, damn, it would be a whole lot better if they would just be, like, just bite the bullet, man. Man, if you don't like somebody, man, it is what it is, man. Just let them, hey, let it go, man. Just stay out their way and keep it moving, man. And I promise you, you'll get more money, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it'll just happen for you. You know that, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I got to do this too, man. The dude with the turbo, Kenny, Chris. When we ran, first of all, I want to thank him because he did lift and because his car got squirrely and I thought he was gonna run into us, but he didn't. So he saved his car then. But at the end of the track, Rodney went down and went into the sand pit. Rodney said before he could stop good, the dude had jumped out of his car and cut the power off and everything to make sure he was straight. You know what I'm saying? And that's what to me that's what racing is about. You know what I'm saying? His joke was safe and just in the third. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really appreciate
it. That's right.
I found out this weekend he's a better guy than he is a racer. You know what I'm saying? And he's a hell of a racer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just want to take
Blue
my ass out
this weekend.
Say what, Lador?
Hey, blew my asshole out this weekend. I'm still a little soaked.
Damn it, boy. Damn it, boy. Oh yeah. But shit,
yeah.
Man, it ain't, you know, I just hope some people listening, man, that, you know what I'm saying, to just sit back and really think, man, you know, even if it ain't you that's got the problem, man, just damn, even if, you know, if it was somebody else, man, just sit back and be like, you know what, man, fuck that shit, man. And I'm telling you right now, it ain't nothing wrong. I don't care what nobody say. It ain't nothing wrong with being a man and apologizing to somebody, man. I'm telling you that right. I don't give a fuck what
nobody
says.
Yeah, none at
it
all.
Ain't nothing wrong with being
yeah,
a man and apologizing to somebody.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, man, so everybody can, man, you know, man, just eat together, man, and support each other. Then you ain't got to worry about, you know, a motherfucker saying, because that's what I'm telling you, really, not so. That's what really made me mad, because, man, motherfuckers, I done had motherfuckers say, oh, this and that. Man, everybody my friend, and that's what happens. Motherfuckers, when you don't go to somebody's race, oh, he's hating on me, or he don't like me. Man, it ain't that, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no shit like that, man. It ain't
I try to go to everybody's race. You know what I'm saying? Even when I went down there this weekend, you know, Tino said, bro, I got you on my list. Just tell them your name. When I got there, they was like, no, they said you good. I was like, no, I come down here to support. I'm not coming to support. There's no way I can go give a stranger $20, but I can't give my homeboy $20. You understand what I'm saying? And that's just the way I feel.
Damn
about
right. That's real
you know
shit,
I mean?
Man. That's real shit, bro.
I can go to a track and four or five hours away and give somebody that I don't even know $20 to get in their track. But then when my homeboy have an event, then I'm supposed to give him $20 to support him. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to. So,
yeah, that's real
you know,
shit,
it is
man.
What it is. But, you know.
Damn right.
At the end of the day, it's business, man. People got bills to pay to try to, you know, to at least break even. You know what I'm saying? If you come out on
damn
time,
right.
Fine,
shit,
you know,
I already know.
To really lose.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Every time I have a race, my asshole tight as a goddamn tick. Believe it.
Yeah.
I'm scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
You, prime example. Me and Rodney went to drop the cars off at the track, right? The car trailer off the track.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh sent somebody over there to Rodney and said, hey, you came in the gate, but you didn't pay. So and Rodney said, oh, yeah, I was going to get it on the way out. Somebody way over there to get
it. Well, I'm telling you, boy, that shit real, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. It's just, man, you know,
yeah.
That's why I say, man, it just, you know, after you get your name, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. I mean, I ain't saying it like that, but, I mean, I have your raises, man. I paid my damn whatever I put out there, man. Motherfuckers come, man. I might not have a super crowd, man, but the people that always support me, man, they continue to come, most of them. My boys, they always come.
Yeah.
And man, shit, man, we always have a good race. And that's why I want everybody around here to goddamn come together. Like, not here, because it really come together. I just want, you know, more racing around here. But, like, out of town and stuff. Like,
yeah.
When I say out of town, like, Red Springs and shit, like, man, we not against nobody, man. And I don't want nobody to be against nobody. So when somebody has a race, it ain't on the same day as somebody having one at Piedmont or somebody having one at Red Springs or somebody having one at Northeast. So you can go support
yeah.
these people, man, and y'all can come support us, vice versa, man. Like, I'm just, man, like, because we really ain't got to go nowhere to race. If we stay around here racing, motherfuckers is going to come here and race. You ain't got to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to travel.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing wrong with going and traveling. It ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, the people that can't go out and travel, the people that's got shit going on at home that can't hit that highway right now, man, shit. You know, it just, man, I'm just looking at the big picture, man. It's 10 years of this shit.
Oh, no.
I done seen this shit change, man. This shit ain't like it used to be, man. You know what I'm saying? And it
yeah.
used to be, man. I'm telling you, that's why people ain't really seen me at the track no more than what they seen me this year. Even when we didn't have bad storm running with oil pressure, it's got oil pressure now. We get some more stuff done to it. But I can tell you right now, even when it didn't have oil pressure, man, we was at the track a whole lot. I just ain't, I don't know, man. It's just been so much bullshit, so much goddamn drama. I'm telling you, real shit. Like, that's why y'all ain't seen me. Like, yeah, I just ain't been feeling that shit. Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, it's just not there no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I want to get it back, like, with this motherfucking, you know, like, this weekend, man. I'm telling you, I might hit the highway and go there because I know that race up there in Arkansas at the Hall of Pen. I know that motherfucker going to be lit. You hear me? That motherfucker going to be a real, live fucking grudge race. It ain't going to be no bullshit. It's going to be fucking live fucking action, man. For real now. I promise you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know it's going to be there.
That motherfucker's going to be hot as a fire barrel.
Oh, yeah, I know it's going
to
be that.
But, you know, man, it just, man, I just, you know, wanted to have a little show, man. People asked about it. But, man, I ain't really got nothing to say, man. I just hope the people that was on here listening, man, really, like, see the big picture, man. And man, just be like, shit, like I said, man, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with being a man and apologizing to somebody, even if you're the wrong person or the right person. I don't know. I'm not saying nobody in Pacific, but somebody's got to have a problem with somebody if goddamn people having races on top of each other and they ain't goddamn, you know what I'm saying? They even have a race in Northeast Nutso, and that ain't number like about maybe no more than an hour and a half, no more than an hour. Probably.
Yeah, away from Denver.
Away.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like they had a race Saturday down there, man. Like, man. That's all I'm saying, man. Like, that's some bullshit. Like, I don't.
Yeah, they had a race of 17.
God, damn, you can't win like that.
Race
man.
17, Northeast, and
hey, Josh.
And what you?
Ain't nobody hit the one button, man. Ain't nobody trying to race. Ain't nobody trying to race. Ain't nobody trying to do nothing.
I mean, shit, man. Piedmont.
I like hearing that action, man.
That's another thing about Piedmont, man. You can't do nothing. Motherfuckers ain't gonna let you run, man. We just had an $8,000 goddamn grudge race locked in at the last big dog. Them motherfuckers wouldn't let us run. So therefore, you can't do nothing this week unless you go to Darlington or Red Springs Wednesday night. And next week gonna be testing tune. Shit, you who? Well, how can you race? How can you grudge race?
That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? No, for real.
Yeah.
How can you race? Yeah, you can't lock in for Thursday night at Piedmont because they ain't going to let you race. So, therefore, you're going to have to lock in for tomorrow night at Darlington or Red Springs. And if you can't lock in for them, you got to wait the next week.
Yeah, and they got to let you test in tune because half the people ain't going to come off the trailer.
That shit crazy, man. That's what I'm saying, man. That shit crazy, man. Like, man, you can't get no more than 2 weeks in a row up at Piedmont with test in tune, man. That shit crazy, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
man.
Shit, man. I can't remember when the last time we had a test in tune. Shit, man. Last week they didn't have one of Rudy's Diesel. That damn week before that, Big Dog. The week before that, it rained. Shit. When the last time we had one?
It might have been on a Sunday.
Shit, crazy, man. Shit, back in damn March sometime.
Yeah, we had that daggone testing tune on that Wednesday last time. I think we had a testing tune.
That Wednesday, right before the big dog,
I think.
That was some bullshit.
That
shit wasn't even advertised like that, though, man. That shit just come up out of nowhere, man. Can't lock nothing in on some shit like that, man. You can't get nothing locked in with nobody, man, on no shit like that just popping up like damn blue.
Yeah, they just need to be more concrete. Like, even if they're going to do it on Wednesday, if just say Big Dog is on Thursday, they need to say that Chess and Tune is going to be on Wednesday, the week of the Big Dog. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, and then they cut the lights off so people know
ahead of time.
And they cut the lights off on us that night.
Damn right.
Because the lights off were around 9:30, didn't they?
Man, yeah, we're still like loading our shit up. They cut the damn lights off on us.
Yeah, you know, shit, man. You know, and I supported everybody, man. You know, that's just real, man. And shit, man,
yeah,
I ain't looking for nobody to support me. Motherfuckers is gonna come. They gonna come regardless. And that's just it. Like you said a while ago, what God has for you. That's what you're going to get at the end of the day. He knows, just like right now, he knows what you're going to get for that race right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just keeping it in real life, man. Like, man, you know, y'all, man, it's a, you know, man, we just need to work together, man, because, I mean, you know, I support everybody, man, but I can't be in two places on the same day is what I'm trying to tell people, man. And you can't either, and they can't either, and can't nobody. You know what I'm saying? So, damn.
Yeah.
We all want to support everybody, man, but you can't do it if you in one place and I'm in one place or they in one place on the same day. It's not going – you can't do it. Then you're 100 miles apart. You 40 miles apart. And, you know, that shit, man, that ain't cool, man.
Hey Josh, I believe Big Dog gonna get rained out this weekend, and it's gonna end up being happening next weekend. We still ain't gonna get tested until next week.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you some good shit, man. Some bullshit, man. I'm telling you, some bullshit, man. I ain't never seen such shit.
That's why I went ahead and did what I had to do to my car, man. Ain't no point of that going stressing old P, man. Going to get my stuff together.
I mean, I don't know, man. I just ain't used to that shit. You know, I'm telling you, you know. Hell, it was years, man. I didn't even go to Piedmont, man, unless they had a grudge fest. Man, I ain't go up that shit, man. I'm telling you, man, because it just, shit crazy, man. I don't understand the shit, man.
But they started test and tune on Big Dog Night.
When?
They started that last year, but last year. They have started it last year. I had a couple crush matches on a Big Dog Night.
I mean, you know, if I said something, man, people might get mad and shit, man. But you know, I mean, it is what it is, man. You gotta. It's just like motherfucking shoes, man. It's just like clothes, man. You know, you got people that's gonna stay in their ways, and they gonna buy one pair of jeans a year, and they gonna wear that jeans till the goddamn color goes out of them. Then you got people that's gonna buy a certain kind of jeans every 6 months. When that trend goes out, they gonna buy the next trend and shit like that. Man, right now the trend is small tire, no time racing, man. Like I don't give a damn about no 649, no 749. I don't give a shit about that shit, man. And don't nobody else. Because if they did, they'd pack the fucking stands up there like they fucking used to. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I'm down here on Earth right now. So I'm just
yeah, the whole thing that got faster, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shit crazy,
from back in the day. From back in the day, if you ran high fives, you was doing something there. Shit, you can't do shit. You run motherfucking day. Your goal used to be to get in the fives. Yeah, shit, you ain't doing shit, you getting the five. So they need to move that down to, they need to move it to the 549 class or the 560 class. They need to start doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
But then you're going to have people that don't want to fucking show their time. What about all the people that don't want to show their time?
What they need to do is just do away with that damn 749 and 649. And put a goddamn 28-inch tire.
28, 29, yeah. That's exactly what
they're doing.
And
be done with
it. And bring a whole lot more.
Man, they have cars from all over the world.
Hey, they'd have to take that money, and you know what they need to pay out? The motherfucker, if they pay out 5,000 each class, they'd have both sides of that motherfucker packed. And it'd be people parked up beside the fucking road like that fucking street outlaw shit. Because then they'd have fucking Jimmy Boyd, Barry Mitchell, fucking Phil Shuler, all them motherfuckers be coming up there. Believe me.
And then you have all the fans that want to see all them fast boys.
And you'd have, and then you know what?
Yep.
You'd have them goddamn, you'd have them little goddamn 1,000 to probably 1,300 people they getting right now off Big Dog. Then you had them packed on. Them other goddamn 6,000-7,000 that'd be in that son of a bitch. Because that, I promise you that's what'd be in there. That motherfucker be packed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But you know, I'm the dumb man. That's pretty much what they told me when I tried to tell them. I'm the dumb man. And I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm not speaking. But, you know, man, hopefully I talked to the new dude up there, so hopefully he's trying to get everything on the right path. I don't know. I know they done fired a couple people and everything, so we're going to see.
Yeah, the people that was in there, all they give a damn about was bracket race. Don't get it wrong. Bracket race bring that bread in, but, I mean, this little tie shit do, too.
Damn right.
Bracket race bring the cars,
right,
but don't bring the fans.
They got a track hooking in that motherfucker like Piedmont. Shit. Man, goddamn bracket race.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'd rather watch paint dry than watch fucking bracket racing. That's just boring ass shit to me, man.
Hey, there's one thing about it. I ain't gonna fucking watch it. That's one thing for sure, and two things for fucking certain. So, I ain't gonna worry about that, because I ain't gonna be at that sound bitch.
Boy, that's
I'm just saying though, man, I ain't got to talk to the new dude or whoever he is yet, but you know, if he likes grudge raising, me and him gonna vibe real motherfucking good. Believe it.
You said what now?
If he likes grudge raising, me and him gonna vibe real motherfucking good.
Who you talking about, the new dude?
Yeah.
Now he said that he's been around racing for about 27 years, but he's not really familiar with the grudge racing part of it. He's got to, you know, be brought up to speed on that. You know what I'm saying? But he's got it. He said he wants to listen to everything and know what works. He just wants the track to make money, regardless of whatever it is. He just wanted to make money. He don't care what it is. And if it's horse racing, he don't care. He wanted to make money.
Oh yeah, he ready.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
Yeah, people, and I just told him, I said, and I did tell him, I said, you know, your people got to know how to talk to people and understand, you know what I'm saying, different things. And that, you know, that's a big thing, too, is the hospitality, you know what I'm saying? They got to know how to talk to people. And all that, you know what I mean? He was like, he sat down on the phone with me and talked to me about an hour. He had two or three, he called me, and he had two or three people beep in and said, hold on, I'm coming right back. And he came right back, and then his phone just kept ringing, so I just told him, go ahead and handle his business. And, you know, he's supposed to be calling me sometime this week, so we'll figure it out. You know, and be honest with you, he need to have his ear on the show. He need to be calling the show every Monday to see what the locals like and don't like and this, that, and the third. Now, you can't, you know, I told you can't make everybody happy. You can't make everybody happy, but you got to, you know, do something. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I say, man. Like, man, that's really, like, why I got this show and stuff, man. Like, to help everybody's races. Like, it just wasn't, it, of course, you know what I'm saying? It was, I'm thinking, like, shit, man. You know, if I get this show, yeah, it's going to be work to run this motherfucker and do this. But damn, yeah, it will help me in the long run. You know, I'm thinking, but then I'm like, shit, man, this show will help get people. If Piedmont are goddamn testing tunes and on Thursday nights, you know, because I done talked to them about, like, you know, having, like, you know, like throwing a little money on top of locked-in grudge races, like if Tony Bynes will come up here, you know, like the House of Hook does on Thursday nights, you know what I'm saying, like shit like that. And I was like, man, it'll just get more shit popping. Yeah, it ain't even got to be no four-car shootout. It can just be, man, grudge racing. Just throw this goddamn, man, you can get these shows popping like Herd. Just say, man, this is Herd, Bad Storm, you. Man, I could call out motherfucking, I could call out a car from South Carolina. Okay, you come to Piedmont Thursday night, because it ain't no excuses, because I done been to House of Hook on Thursday night fucking 2 weeks in a row to race a motherfucker. So I already know that it can be done. So the track say, okay, I'll put up $300 on top of the pot. Well, that shit makes you feel good, bro. It makes you feel like you somebody. You know what I'm saying? So then you go, you like, shit, I'm going to race this motherfucker anyway. Damn, I win this pot. Shit, here's a free $300. Or it might be $500. It matters on really who's racing. That's why I tell people so much to go out here and build you a name. Because when you build you a name, sometimes it's shit that comes with a big name. It's shit that comes with that shit, man. It's good shit. It's bad shit. Just like anything else. But, you know, when
that's
you build you a name,
It's motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying? You can, it's just, you know, I ain't going to sit here and tell you, because, you know, just build you a name and you'll see what comes with it, you know? So, you know,
yeah.
It's just, man, you know, you might could get $1,000 on a locked-in grudge race. I mean, man, it just matters because then when that shit starts popping, this is the thing about it, what people fail to realize and what sometimes, like, me dealing with Piedmont, what they seen is if it don't work the first time, it ain't going to work. Well, that's bullshit. You can't – I don't give a damn what you do in life. You're not going to take off running on nothing you do. You didn't take off running when you got up off the floor the first time you took your first step, and you ain't going to fucking take off running in no kind of business. You're not going to do none of that. You're gonna have to goddamn work for that shit. You're going to have to put in time. You're going to have to put in blood, sweat, and tears, man. Believe it. I don't give a damn what it is. You know what I'm saying? That shit, but you got to build something. Once somebody starts talking about something, and that's something that everybody around here is going to like, that's not a no-brainer. That's not a question that needs to be asked. Man, that if they would do that, man, it would just start, word would start traveling. Them motherfuckers from down in Virginia, man, they'd start coming. Man, I'm telling you, it would be popping because at the end of the day, you can't get no better track than Piedmont Dragway. If you can't hook and run your best, one of your best times at Piedmont, you don't know what the fuck you doing or your setup, or you ain't got yourself a bitch-ass thing. Believe it.
Oh, yeah, I done heard a lot of people come out of town and shit.
Yeah, I'm Tony Wright said it himself.
Yeah.
Piedmont is a hooking motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
like,
got
so,
Piedmont.
You know,
I ain't been to DMV in about a year. But I know DMV a hook too. But DMV, Piedmont, and Darlington, and HOH is probably the four best tracks within the next four states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with
you.
You
know what I'm saying? Then you got Bugs Creek. You know what I'm saying? That's on up a little farther. That joke will be hooking. But, you know.
No, man, it's just, you know, I'll be just trying to. I mean, I ain't trying to. You know, I hope I don't send it home, but let me see who this is right here. Hold on. 910-4136.
What up? This is Tino, man.
What's up, Pimp?
What's good with you?
What's good, man?
Where you been at? Where you been hiding at, cuz?
Man, hey, listen, I've been on the phone, but I've been in here dealing with my kids. I had my kids eating. I'm just getting back to the house and stuff,
yeah,
man. So,
yeah, I know it's going to be late. I know something, you know what I'm saying, man. I just was like, shit, man, I wasn't trying to damn piss nobody off. Because I know other people had shows on the night. And I was like, shit, man, I just had, you know what I'm saying. It's just, it is what it is. I just wasn't trying to step on nobody's feet, man. So I know it's late, you know what I'm saying. Hell, it's late as hell right now. But yeah, what's good,
but
man?
But if enough people that are going to stand up, man, for Piedmont, man, I believe we can get it through, man. You know what I'm saying? Not just one person. I mean, if we got 15 and 20 and 30 people saying the same fucking thing, I mean, they got to listen to us, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it. That's why I said man. Like, I'm not trying to talk about them guys that run 749 and 649 and shit. I'm not trying to talk about them. I got the utmost respect for them guys. But, man, right now, you know, they need to do that on a test and tune night or something. They run them guys on a test and tune night or something. Like, man, on a big dog night, they need to have big dogs. They need to have a no time 28 and a no time 29. And it ain't no goddamn, nitrous only. No, it is what it is. If you want to get in it, get
and,
in it. If you don't,
and
get
grudge
the fuck in the stands. That's right.
And if you got a
locked in
grudge
racing. Believe
yeah.
it. And that son of a bitch would be wall to wall. It might not be the first month. It might not be the second month. It might not be the goddamn first 6 months. But I bet you after about the 12th month, oh, motherfuckers is going to go to talking about that shit. And you know what? That something is going to turn around. Believe it. Man, shit, it's real life, man. And I want to be a part of it. I know I got an opportunity right now because I got a motherfucking track right here that supports me, I support them. And hey, it can be done. I know it can be done. And it's enough motherfuckers around here that races that supports that track. If we all go together and go to them, how can they turn it down? They gonna be like, damn, all these people saying the same shit. I mean, let's try.
Yeah, but I think dude gonna be willing to sit down and listen and talk to people, or either get on the show but you gotta understand, when people, if he do get on the show, when I talk to him this week, I'm gonna tell him he need to be on the show next week. If he care enough, he gonna be on. If he don't care, he won't. You know what I'm saying? Just that simple.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, when he get on there, people gotta know how to talk to people when it comes to business people. Not saying people don't, but when you gotta know how to talk to people when it comes to business, you can't be on there, oh, y'all need to stop this shit, fuck this shit, all it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people gotta be listening, because it's two sides to everything, and you already know it's a business side of it. And then us as the consumers, as the, you know, the people that come and support it, you know, it's that side too. So it's going to be a thin line somewhere. He's going to have to give some, though. You know what I mean? They're going to give.
That's right. Believe it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got that, you know, that King of Piedmont. They got the King of Piedmont race into daggone Big Dog. So why can't they get a 28 and 29 class? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah, that's. I mean, I don't really know much about that, but you know, man. At the end of the day, that's still showing your time and shit, man. You know, ain't that showing your time? That King of Piedmont stuff.
Nah, that's all no time. It's all no time, so.
There's no time. But
yeah.
You know, I can't go up there. I know we ain't gonna take no goddamn bad storm up there and run no small block or no. No cubic inches, and then cubic inches with no 33s and Willet bars on it. No.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's gonna knock a lot of people out of that. You know, I mean, that you know what I'm saying, man. I mean, I ain't trying to sound like I know everything, but man, I done been around this game. I pretty much know what's gonna work and what ain't gonna work. I can tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't sound like that, but you know, I know, man. I done seen this shit, man. I done been around this shit.
Yeah, they just got to be willing to change with the times, man. You got to change with the times.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, what they had going on at one time was getting money, and it got money for a long, long time. But now,
man, you
got to
think about it. They had testing tune. Think about it. They had testing tune, grud, all that shit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When it was doing numbers. When Big Dog first started, they was running bikes, they was running testing tune cars, they was doing all that, you know what I'm saying? When it was real cars.
Yeah.
That's when the cars were parked on the street, all that stuff. People was standing on the fences trying to watch that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you could still be doing something else at 8 o'clock. You be trying to hang up and still get to the track.
Track used to close at 12 o'clock. Daggone, it might be the last round. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember I was a little boy back then. I remember.
That shit used to be the shit, man. I mean, you know, it's just, man. You know, and I mean, it can be back like that, man. Because it's one thing for sure and two things for certain. On some situations, you know, when you go somewhere, just know you can always get back there because you got there one time. But you know, in a positive situation, Piedmont used to have them big crowds, man. So they can the people around the track is willing to come to something that they like, man. You know what I'm saying? So they can get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Man. We can get, and you know what? Once that crowd starts seeing this no time crowd. And them no time cars with them small tires, you know what they gonna start doing? For people that's at Piedmont having races for Piedmont, because I know I think they got their own grudge race in October or something like that. People will start coming to them races, man. And then you know what? Everybody's eating, like I'm telling y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? It just, man, you know, all the way, and I ain't just talking about Piedmont. I'm talking about all the way through North Carolina. Because then, as the outside promoters at other tracks, bring your flyers to the race. When you got 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people at a race, bring your flyers to a race, pass them out. Then people see the same cars going to this race. Then you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to that race, and they're going to watch them cars at that race. I'm telling you, man. That's all I was saying, guy. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody understands, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand.
Sometimes you just got to get fucking messy sometimes to get your point across. You know, kind of got to get dirty with it sometimes so motherfuckers understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, hell. We can't race this week, though, guys, unless you. You know, I don't know if Nutso's going, but you know, the team going out there to Arkansas, so. You know, if you're looking for you want to race, you know, you're going to have to go to Arkansas to race.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
I can't make no Arkansas this weekend. I'm going. Can't
you
make
know.
That.
So, you know, man, shit, man. Man, if ain't nobody got nothing to say, I mean, we got to. We got a few callers on here, man. If ain't nobody, if somebody got something they want to say or they want to chime in, hit the one button. But if you ain't got nothing to say and you really, you know, if you ain't, you know, y'all ain't got nothing to want to talk about, shit, if y'all got something to talk about, shit, put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all want to talk about. But if y'all ain't got nothing to talk about, hell, we're down. We'll shut it down next week. But shit, I ain't got shit going on. We can keep on going if y'all want to.
Yeah, the crazy thing about it is, man, can't nobody really lock in around Piedmont, as hell. Don't nobody know who's going to be able to lock in for.
Man, but do you know, what kind of ass I felt like last week, man? Like, I'm just being honest with you, man.
Yeah.
Like, I really did, man. Like, I felt like a pure ass, man.
I didn't even think about it.
When that shit did, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, man.
Didn't nobody even. Come on, because the diesel races, diesel races usually Friday, well, maybe Saturday and Sunday or something like that. They daggone let them boys, they wasn't even racing on that Thursday. They let them boys park on that Thursday.
Yeah, shit crazy, man. I mean, it just. I don't know, man. I just, man, that dude coming up here, that's, you know, when shit like that goes to happening, that's what stops people from coming to damn, from out of town and shit, man. I'm just being honest with you, man. You know what I'm saying? When shit like that goes to happening, man, that's what stops people from coming, man. Man, that shit just, that was fucked up. I hate that shit. But, you know,
it was going to get messed.
Get shit. Maybe we get situated and you know, things will change and we can get shit back popping like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? You know, and everybody, you know, get right, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I won't say everybody, because this is one thing I know I done learned in life. If not, if, you know, not always, because sometimes you're just going to have a pure tea hater. But if everybody eats, you know what? When motherfuckers is eating, they quiet. They quiet. The motherfuckers is steady, they steady eating. You know what I'm saying? But if a motherfucker ain't eating, man, you know what I'm saying? That's why all that bullshit is. And if everybody just get on the same page, man, I'm telling you, man, it'd just be a whole lot better, man. Which I'm on the same page with pretty much everybody, man. I ain't got but 2 races a year. I'm going to go and put it out there right now, y'all. More than likely, shit. I want to tell you, man, it's just so much shit in the game right now, and I just ain't feeling it like that with these shows and shit. I'm going to have my little ATV shows and shit, man, but only 2 big races I'm going to have with the cars is going to be at Piedmont in September and the one I had, you know, back in April every year. You know, you know, I might have a little show here and there at Red Springs or somewhere like that. But, man, it's just too much shit, man. And I ain't, you know, like you said, man, shit, I got other shit that I get income off of. So, you know, I do this at the end of the day for fun. No, I don't want to take no loss. But if I do take a loss, it is what it is. But it shouldn't even be nobody taking no losses, though, just to be real.
I'm just being honest. That's why. That's the whole point.
Don't nobody be taking no loss.
Don't nobody.
Whether somebody can afford to or not, don't nobody want to take no loss. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
business.
No, if
that's
you feel the business, then you feel bad, boy. I can play cards right now, and I can lose $500 playing cards. When I wake up the next morning, I'm looking at my pockets like that. Was I dreaming? Or what? You know what I'm saying?
Damn right, man.
Playing cards. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But
that's right.
You know, you want to make money in a situation. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying. But you know, you just got to understand it's a certain way. It's just a certain way to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain way to do it.
Yeah.
And you know, and I feel like a lot of people, you know, what they were supposed to do and did it the way. That's what I was saying about Tino before he got on the phone. Is I like the way he handled that business. You know what I mean? Regardless of what's going on, you know what I'm saying? What was going on around him or whatever, he just stayed focused on what he had to stay focused on, and you know, and left it at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You know, it's just shit, man. You know, like I said, man, at the end of the day, you know, in North Carolina, I ain't trying to speak for people out of North Carolina. I can't say that. But I'm talking about everybody in North Carolina. Man, it shouldn't be nobody having shows taking losses, man. Because we all should be able to goddamn support one another and have, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, I'm just being honest, man. It's real life shit, man. I mean, I don't know people's goddamn life to the full extent, but I don't really know of about one goddamn promoter, two promoters out here, that their full-time job is goddamn promoting. And that's goddamn Jay Barnes and Mike Hill. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, you know, man, everybody's got other incomes, man. It's just, should nobody be taking, you know, that's why I say, should nobody be taking no loss. Motherfuckers should, if you got other incomes, and I know which, I guess everybody pretty much does, man, everybody should be able to come together and not have no race on top of each other, man. I don't give a damn. If it's in North Carolina, it's on top of you. Man, that's fucked up, man. I'm just telling you that now. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
It is. You know what I'm saying? It is, but you know, like I said before, it is, but you know, it's hard to stop it because everybody ain't going to have the same morals and heart that you got. You know what I'm saying? That certain people got. So,
that's right.
You know, like that, you know, you just have to, you know, the code will be is not to do it. But, you know, we see all the time. It ain't.
That's right.
Back in the day when people might have been doing other stuff, you know
like
what I'm saying?
Said,
Joker go post up right up the street, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like what you said about when you do something and you know you done it right and you didn't do no shitty shit and you didn't talk shit to nobody and down nobody and shit like that. You know what? God gonna take care of it. He gonna bless you. It might not be that time.
Yep.
It's gonna be a time down the road. Believe that now. I believe in that truth.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah. That, you know, and the thing about it is, that could have been a test. Like for Tino, like I was saying, that could have been a test for Tino. You know what I mean? Could have been a test just to see how he was gonna handle it. You know what I mean? How you gonna handle when everybody throwing a whole lot of stuff at you? You gonna go, you know, get low like they getting, or you gonna go hit below the belt like they doing, and this, that, and the third, or talking shit about sitting 10, and this, that, and the third, or you gonna do that? Or you just gonna take it on the chin and do it the right way, and then, you know what I'm saying? Because when people do it the right way, it end up lasting longer. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never not ever did. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, they just like if somebody come and sell you a set of ties right now, and you know you're getting them for a hookup for $200, but Darrell brought them to me. But I see the dude in Walmart, and I be like, hey, man, well, how much you really selling them ties to Darrell for? He charged me $200, and I go around. Now, if the dude robbed me, I deserve to get robbed. Because I went around him, you know what I'm saying? I was already getting a deal on him. But if the dude take my $200 or get me somewhere and hit me across the head, then I deserve to get robbed. Why? Because I didn't handle the business right. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I couldn't get in touch with Darrell, and Darrell stopped answering my phone calls, and I seen the dude, that's a different ballgame. You know what I mean? But when a situation like that, man, you know, sometimes that's how people, that's people's hustle, man. You got to respect people's hustle, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. That's right. You know, I just want to
Because,
you know, I've had people, I guess it's a damn radio show, man, shit, people look at it and be like, oh, well, damn, man, I want, you know, and I'd be like, well, damn, you come on in then. And they, you know, so I just kind of sit back and I'm like, well, fuck it, man. You know, because I ain't really thought about it, I mean, I looked at it and shit, you know, I just be seeing it on the board. But, you know, I've thought about it before when I've had races over the years, because every time I have a race through the years, man, like, you know, like my big races, it's always some shit I have to deal with at Galat or somewhere like that, you know, every time, man. So, you know, therefore, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I ain't never thought about it or it ain't crossed my mind. And I'll be like, you know, it kind of, you know, get up under my skin. But did I voice my opinion on it? No, I didn't voice my opinion on it. But, shit, I kept my mouth shut and was like, you know, I'm going to just promote my show, do what I got to do. And I've been successful, you know what I'm saying? But it's just damn, man. I just like to be straight up,
Yeah, exactly. I can tell you one thing Tino did do. Every time he heard something about Thunder Valley, that joker put more flies on my timeline I've seen in my damn life, man. That joker posted a fly every 3 minutes. I don't care what it was.
That's
what it is, man. Huh?
I would treat it like it was one of the club nights.
Oh, yeah. I feel you, yeah. You got to do what it is, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yeah.
Man, but at the end of the day, though, by this weekend, you know, it was a real learning experience for me. And then I got to find out a whole lot of things and a whole lot of reasons why they did what they did. You know what I'm saying?
As a man, I called
over there to those guys, and you know what I'm saying, we're going to have a little meeting, we're going to have a little sit down here soon about that situation, you know. So we're going to get those things, you know. At the end of the day, everything happens for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like I said before, would you not talking shit about Thunder Valley, them jokers. Now, if you'd have went doing the same thing that everybody else was doing towards you, you know what I'm saying, talking shit about this, that, and third, blah, 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 then they would have never wanted to have no sit down with you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So when you go about it the right way, is your. Yeah.
Never right.
Somebody loud,
man. You're right, man. But you know, this is a plan, you know. Like I said, man, you know, at the end of the day, Tino, you know what I know. You know what I've told you before. And we ain't got to explain that. We ain't got to talk about that. And at the end of the day, shit, the boys over there at Thunder Valley, they my friends, man. They're my business partners, man. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no problem with them. And I ain't got no problem with you.
I ain't got none against none of them at Thunder Valley. You know what I'm saying? Even though I talk shit to damn Danny Ray, I still ain't got none against him. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him to fail as a man. I just want him to lose if he races or something. I got something like that. You know what I'm saying?
They both my friends, and I'm just like, damn, man. And not just only that, hell. Matter of fact, I think Danny Ray Cooper had a goddamn race over at goddamn Northeast.
Yep.
Yeah, Harper or whatever that is.
Man, I'm telling you, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been wanting to go to one of his races. He got some small blocks. He got that car, that Venom car. He drive that Venom car that we was in Herd race down there. And Outer Banks or wherever it was, and Bad Storm.
Yeah.
I'm like, kill that motherfucker, man. I've been wanting to go to one of his races, but I can't go to this fucking race when everybody, when two other of my friends having a race the same day. I can't go to nobody's fucking race. You know what I'm saying? Like, because then when you go to one person's race, all they gonna do is they might not tell you, and they might not tell nobody, but they gonna think deep down, oh man. Man, he don't fuck with me, man. Fuck you. I mean, I'm telling you, man, how a motherfucker gonna think? They might not be man enough to say, oh, yeah, but that's what they're gonna be thinking when you go to somebody else's race, and even though you might be friends with all of them, that's why shit, man. It's just, damn, man, I wish everybody could just get together, man, and make shit right, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got no problem with nobody. If I got a problem with somebody, I don't have no problem addressing it or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day is, man, it's just, it is what it is, man. You got to let people get it out of their system sometimes.
Yeah.
People gonna have animosity. Let them get it out of their system, you know what I mean? And once they get it out of their system, when they see regardless of what they're doing and how mad they is at somebody, they ain't going to change nothing that's going on in somebody else's life, then eventually they're going to give up about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Show, man, but that's pretty much, you know, that was the kind of shit part on the end of it. That was some shit, and you know, it wasn't no damn bullshit, it was just some real shit. And you know, I told y'all when I really got this show, it wasn't gonna be no bull. I wasn't gonna try my best not to have no bullshit on here, all that drama shit, but that was just some real shit, man. That ain't no drama shit, that's just some real shit, man. That's just some man shit, man. Like, just, you know. Man, just, you know.
Yeah, we'll apologize. We'll get back to racing next week. We had so popping night. We had a young and a resident, but we'll be all right. We had a lifetime.
That's what I was thinking. It felt like it was so popping, man.
No, lifetime.
We can't race this week. We goddamn, we got a track that won't let us goddamn grudge race this week.
Can't race, so yeah, here we are.
We'll have a show next Monday, man.
Shut up, little Darryl. You've been in your damn feelings so many damn times, man. You needed to hear this shit.
Well, I'm going on mute for a minute. Y'all go on and talk whatever you're going to do. If you ain't going to talk, we'll hang up. But I'm going to go on mute for a minute.
Oh, yeah. I'm good, man. Hey, I appreciate everybody.
Man, I ain't in my feelings, man. I'm good.
No, I just fucking with you, man. Oh, no, yeah. I tell you. Right,
I don't know who all that numb noise is.
But sound like Tino without making him a shake.
Yeah, that's what it is. You got that bullshit.
Tino, what you got that bullet over there?
He got the fan on high.
All right. Oh, yeah. Take the arrow, yeah, that.
Nah, he got his fan on high.
But all right, but that's what it is, man. I'm about to get out of here.
Man, I'm about to get out of here too, man.
Yep.
All right, y'all.